Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many times, cities and counties in our state and probably across the country struggle to build the coalitions necessary to improve the quality of life and economic activity in their communities. Varying opinions among council members, mayors, and the public can unfortunately bring these efforts to a standstill. So, we thought we'd check in with one city that seems to be enjoying success with collaboration. Billy Kaiserling is mayor of the city of Beaufort, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. Mayor Billy, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
First of all, give us a little bit more of your background. How long have you been mayor there and where you came from?
I'm a native of Beaufort. Graduated Brandeis University, master's degree from Boston. Spent 16 years in Washington working on and around Capitol Hill and in the end running an international human rights organization. But in 1989, I decided to declare victory and come home. Started a small business and an opportunity arose to run for the General Assembly. 2 terms there, but didn't have the patience for state government or the General Assembly. So I didn't run a 3rd term. I came home, ran for city council, ran for mayor, and lost the first time by 89 votes. In 2008, I was elected mayor, and 2012, I was unopposed. 2016, I was unopposed. And I don't know what we'll do in 2020. But 20 years in public service, I've loved every bit of it.
In my introduction, I mentioned collaboration. And these days, top of mind is everybody collaborating with the issue of safety and the coronavirus. How is the city of Beaufort dealing with this issue?
In our county, emergency management is an umbrella overseen by the county, but we have our own direct obligation for public safety, one of our principal functions. So we had an interesting conversation recently with the city manager, police chief, and fire chief, because it's going to require collaboration. If we have any one of our first responders who are in touch with the virus or tested positive for the virus, we're going to be one less police officer, firefighter. Lose 4, we lose a shift. And how do we make up for our principal function? So we have the same problem that the challenges that businesses. So we would then be working with Port Royal, which is our adjacent town, with whom we actually share a fire department, and with the county, because law enforcement officials and firefighters are firefighters. They work together as long as we, the politicians, remove the boundaries. So as we look towards this unknown, knowing that it's going to be bigger than most people think, we're looking at how we're going to continue to cover our basic functions without putting our employees at risk.
Well, Billy, during the last 12 years of your being the mayor of Beaufort, share with us just some of the highlights of what has happened in the area of coalition building and collaboration that has helped your community grow and the quality of life improve and the economy do so well.
Sure. Contrary to what people think, we're a relatively small city with only 13,500 people, but we're surrounded by 65,000. So we work hard to engage those people in unincorporated Beaufort County. One example would be for 28 years, I've always thought we needed a day dock so that people who lived here, Hilton Head, Bluffton, Edisto, and Charleston, could make day trips to Beaufort. Took a long time, but by the putting together the Beaufort Yacht and Sailing Club, the Beaufort Power Squadron, and individuals, we finally were able to come up with a plan that was successful.
And, of course, all of this also requires some voting at council meetings, right?
It does. And I am very proud to say that in 12 years, in excess of 95% of our votes on issues have been unanimous, because we have a process of consensus building that I sort of invented, where we, along with the public, will sit in a room, we'll take on an issue, I listen more than talk, and try to figure out where everybody is going, and then we find a common ground and we're able to move forward. We do this 3 times a month. When we get to our formal council meetings, we have come up with something that we think works for everybody. We vote unanimously in the formal meeting and we're giving very clear directions as to what we want. It's a process sort of learned as a mediator and having been around this business for a long time.
Well, Billy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Billy Kaiserling is mayor of the city of Beaufort, South Carolina. We will have a link to the city posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.